Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt with Key today.
A lot of stories.
Lots of stories. Can we please get a podcast?
No.
Going?
Because that's you can't have that stuff anywhere. That's just
it'll be
in the circle of trust.
That
circle of trust kind of stuff.
The any given Sunday is not a. I mean, that's not that's public. It's public because he went when he did his press tour.
Who he?
Oliver Stone.
So
Oliver
Stone. Yep,
when he did his press tour.
So you had a chance to be in Any Given Sunday.
I was in it. I was.
You were on. You were supposed to be in the cast.
Yeah, I was in the cast.
And we were looking up, just so everybody knows, we were looking up Key's IMDb.
Long list.
And yeah, a lot of things I did not know you were in.
And so when we.
Including Living Single, one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah. It was so weird, great though. Show. It started off weird because I was in New York at the time. And I flew to Santa Monica, California, to meet Oliver Stone. And this was actually like in the middle of football season. It was like really quiet, hush, hush.
What year was this again?
I don't even remember. Man, you got to look it
just
up.
Go.
So you flew from New York. You were playing for the Jets.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was for the Jets. Right. So I flew from New York to Santa Monica, meet Oliver Stone in his office. Really weird Hollywood type situation.
Yeah.
Because I fly out private. Nobody knows. It's quiet. No one. Middle of the night.
Shroud
it's like
secrecy.
In and back. Yep. You know, get back for practice. The whole, you know, it's like, don't say anything.
Parcells must have loved that.
He didn't know.
Last night?
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know. And so get the role, whatever. It's Jamie. It's LL. It's Cameron. It's Al Pacino. It's going to be a whole deal. And I'm going to be in there, not as Keyshawn, but as whatever character, blah, blah, blah. So I go to Miami to shoot the deal. And I'm sitting in a hotel for like 8 in the morning, all night long, blah, 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 every single day. So by the time I got to the third day, I go to the trailer. I'm there doing nothing from 8 to 8. Next day, 8 to 8.
12 hours in a
just
trailer.
Just sitting just there, like waiting to go out and do my scenes. And just, so by the time I got to the fourth, fifth day, they come and get me, doom, doom, knock on the door. Hey, we're ready to shoot. So I go to shoot my scene about 2 seconds. And they're like, we don't know what we want to do. We don't want to do this. So I'm like, man, this is ridiculous. So I go back. 2 days go by. Same thing happens. They kick me in the morning, 8 to 8, basically sitting in the trailer doing nothing. And so I finally called my agent. And I was like, yo, man, I'm out of here. He's like, no, don't do it. I'm like, man, they can have the money back. They can. I'm not doing this. Doop, 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 doop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this in my life.
But clearly it was a bit part. You were.
It was a huge
were you
part.
Playing yourself?
No,
it was a
no,
big
it was
part.
Yeah, it was one. It was credits and everything. It wasn't going to be no Keyshawn appearance. Johnson football player.
It's not Keyshawn Johnson as himself.
No, not Keyshawn Johnson himself. So I just blew it off. So I guess when they did the whole Oliver did the whole press thing for it in GQ magazine. You know, he talked about the experience with me and Puffy and how horrible it was and these guys think they're going to be in Hollywood. They got a rude awakening. I was like, no, I don't need to do this for a living.
Right, you weren't. You,
no,
you weren't
I'm not
that
chasing to be an actor.
Right, you weren't.
You
that.
Asked me to do it.
So they made LT sit in the trailer that long? Did they really do that?
I mean,
hey, one of the greatest
some people
in a sports movie.
It just depends.
Come on, you got to admit.
But Oliver Stone directs and produces movies differently than other people. It's just certain. You know, they got a certain art to the way they do things.
Right,
and so the way he was doing it was almost like he never had a script, and then you learn. That's kind of how he directs film.
Yeah, but he couldn't have you with your schedule in season just hanging like.
No, it wasn't in season.
Oh, okay.
The meeting was only in season.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you agree, though? You saw the movie?
Yes.
Would you agree, though, that the LT sauna scene where he just. And he does
man,
it. Apparently,
was
that was.
All I could do is tell you that experience was wild. It was fights. It was crazy. It was wild.
Fights?
Oh, it was wild.
Look at Alan's face. Fights?
But it was big.
Maybe you're right. We give you a podcast because we got other things we have to get to. There's no doubt about it.
But it was
fun. And one of the things we have to get to is something. Another thing to add to your IMDb, which is First Take yesterday and again today. Key and I will be on First Take again today. Yesterday's show.
Tune in
to some bit of a surprise. We had Patrick Mahomes
surprise
as a guest on the show. Again, everybody's out in Tahoe for the American Century Championship, and. Mahomes talked about a wide range of things, including, of course, getting back to the Super Bowl again, taking on Tom Brady, and an interesting question that I asked him as well. Let's take a listen.
It's hard to believe we're just 63 days away from the start of the season. So How do you feel this offseason went for you and also the team to get everyone geared up for a third straight Super Bowl appearance, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it went well. We brought in a lot of new faces, but we still have the same old ones that have been doing it. So we've kind of built this culture of trying to go out there and be great every single day. And I feel like we got a lot of young guys and guys around the league that have had success that are ready to go and ready to try to make another run at it.
Pat, as competitive as you are, how often do you replay last year's Super Bowl loss, you know, just in your head on a daily basis, driving in the car to the stadium, wherever you might be?
I think I did a little bit more right after the game happened. At this point, I'm at the point where I'm ready to go for this next season. I think that's the best thing about this league is that you start from scratch every single year. And we have the team and the players to make a run at it. We just have to put in the work every single day.
That offensive line was rebuilt going into this season. But how much would you think, I mean, this is what I've said, and I wonder if you feel the same way. If your offensive line is healthy, you win that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, man. You would hope that you go out there and play better, at least. I feel like we didn't put our best effort out there. But at the end of the day, that was a great football team, and they were better than us that day. And so now we have to find ways to make ourselves better so that when we get in that game again, we can come out on top.
Pat, another one of your quarterback colleagues, Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know you've done some State Farm commercials with him. Has he said anything to you about his situation or unhappiness in Green Bay, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't said anything to me about that. Usually when we're shooting those things, we're just focused on that and kind of how our lives are going. But it's a weird situation. Great organization, a great football player, and they're not seeing eye to eye. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure that whatever happens, both Aaron and the Green Bay Packers will be just fine.
You're next.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Oh, you didn't hear?
No, hey,
that's
here
right.
We go.
I don't want to jump in. I got a million questions. If you want, I'll just keep going.
No, I didn't hear anything. So, no. Hey, so look, Pat, when you think about Eric Bieniemy and what he was quoted saying for the past few years that, you know, have been through the interview cycle and basically not getting a job or an opportunity to really get a job, what do you say to Coach, you know, about the opportunities that could potentially come his way in the near future?
Yeah, I think he has that mindset that even if he doesn't get a job that he thinks that he should have gotten, he's going to come into work every single day and he's going to grind. He's a true leader as a coach. I think that's the biggest thing. Every single day, you know, he's going to have the energy. He's going to make sure that everything's detailed up. And I know when he does get his job, that's well deserved. That's going to be a successful franchise. So hopefully it's not in the AFC.
So as you're talking about going for another Super Bowl this year or playing for it, you can't wait to get back on the field in doing that. Competition, not just for the Super Bowl. You went up against Tom Brady. You see where he is at this point in his career. It's not the first time you've played him in, of course, the playoffs. But is there a bit for you of a rivalry? Is there something in your mind where you're like, I'm chasing this guy. I want to be greater than him, better than him. Can we one day have that LeBron-Michael Jordan debate with you and Tom Brady?
I mean, it's still early for the LeBron-Michael Jordan stuff. But for me, if you're in this league, you're trying to win. You're trying to be the best player on that football field every single day. Tom's done it for a long time, and he's won a lot of Super Bowls. And so when you're coming up and you're watching football, you want to go out there and win championships like he's done. And so I'm going to try to do whatever I can every single year, put us in position that we can win a lot of championships, hopefully.
Mahomes was terrific. Never too early, in my opinion, to ask that kind of a question.
What?
Because of already what we see from him and what we project from him. And I remind everybody, too, that when LeBron James, before he even won a championship, there was that discussion of LeBron being the next Jordan. Now, it only just got louder and louder as he grew and obviously won championships, but that was already there. I don't think it's crazy to say that could be the NFL version of that debate of Mahomes and Brady. I think it's possible we could see it. Certainly the Chiefs have to be able to provide for him the kind of team around him that'll be a championship contender, because it doesn't work if he doesn't win any more rings. But I don't see a reason why that can't be something that we start wondering about. Is this going to be that? Like, is he going to be that guy that takes the torch from Brady, and we start debating the greatness at the quarterback position between these two.
Was that conversation really LeBron Jordan, or was it Kobe Jordan?
No.
And then eventually it became
LeBron Jordan.
Kobe Jordan
was more of the comparison, but I was covering the league at the time. When LeBron came into the league, uh-huh. chosen one, wearing number 23, there was that sense from day one that this guy is going to be the next great player in the NBA, and we were watching him grow. And each year he got better and better. It just was like, yeah, here it comes. This guy's going to be MVP. Here it's come. And then 07 happened. It's like, yeah, here it comes. Like, that's just what – that was the vibe. Kobe, we didn't know what he was going to be because he came in so young.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know,
that's
with the late –
shot a few air balls and then he was
– one
we
point
were ready
in his debut.
We were running him out of L.A.
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah, of course.
The problem that you have with Patrick Mahomes in comparison to Michael Jordan – or LeBron or Tom Brady is what's going to happen to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid is not 22 years old.
That's right.
And Eric Bieniemy is going to get a job someday. Is it going to be in Kansas City? Is Andy Reid going to eventually say, you know what, I want to do this next year. I'm just going to step down. It's Eric's. Or is he going to hang on? Eric's going to leave. Not only that, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were together for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
Andy Reid ain't got another 20 years.
Understood.
Right? I mean, he just doesn't.
No, you're right.
And so when you look at it from that aspect,
but
then
– I know Michael had Phil forever.
Oh, no, hey, I was going to say –
LeBron moved
Michael,
around.
But Michael had Phil forever. Andy Reid ain't going to be like that. LeBron moved around. It's one guy in basketball.
Yeah.
So, but one guy can change you forever in hoops.
I totally,
it's not that way in football.
I totally get that.
Tom Brady proved that wrong last year.
No, it's not. Don't get it twisted.
I have a question. No, I'm not. I just have a question. Because it is not that way in football, if Patrick Mahomes is able to win multiples, maybe not the dynasty that Tom Brady had, that then strengthens the argument,
Yeah,
right?
You get like Jan, Lord have mercy, Friday. Like Han said, you know, he's only won one. He's got to get a couple more before you really can have that conversation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, if for whatever reason, look, he may never get back to the Super Bowl again.
I'm glad you're going into this because I think
he may never get back to the Super Bowl again.
Mm-hmm.
And may win two or three more MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he doesn't get back or he gets back and he does not win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy named Jim Kelly, who's a Hall of Famer, went to four damn Super Bowls in a row. He did not win one. Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl in his second year. Dan Marino ain't never been back again. So it's not – in the NFL, man, it's hard as hell to get to the playoffs, let alone win one game. It's so hard, and we just
but every
throw
era,
Super Bowls out there
I get
like
it.
They M&M. Yeah.
But every era had – a team or two that did get back multiple times and win. Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, obviously.
I understand that.
Like we've seen this happen, so it's not like it's not that rarity of, well, every year it's always going to be different teams. We've seen it where this is the next team, and it's usually because they have something special like the quarterback. This guy is something special.
But the one thing
if he doesn't get there again or win another one, that's on the Chiefs.
It might be on the Chiefs. That's fine. Just like Green Bay, very good team. It might be on the front office and not on Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But they still haven't won. It may have the most talented quarterback in the history of the National Football League and Aaron Rodgers that we've seen.
I don't know that it's fair to say that will be on the Chiefs. A lot happens in the course of a season. First of all, the rest of the league is trying to get better. The Bills,
they are whoever, going to get better.
Right. Whoever you think is closing the gap, we said it might be the Bills and the AFC, fine. They are continuing to get better. Knock on all the wood. Injuries. I mean, so much stuff happens in the course of a season. And I'm with Key. Like, the way that we flippantly toss out how easy it is to get there and to
win.
It's
like a
vending
machine,
it.
The way y'all talk. Like, you just go and pick it up because Patrick Mahomes is on there and dial it up, and here it is. There's a trophy.
Well, it's a projection.
Doesn't work like that.
It's a projection, first
of
all.
Yeah, I get the
You look at him and his talent. You see Travis Kelce. You see the talent they have around him. You see the system that they have. You see the division they're in. You put all that together and you say – they could be set up to go to multiple Super Bowls.
They are set up
to
go to multiple.
That's why I projected
but
it.
But so is the Seattle Seahawks, and so are the Tampa Bay
Buccaneers.
The
Seahawks have.
And so
the
are
Seahawks
the Cleveland
have gone
Browns.
To multiple Super Bowls.
But I understand that, but they're set up. That was a while ago, but they're set up to continue this ride. The Dallas Cowboys are set up. Can they deliver? And my whole point is, it's not that easy. It's just not. If he gets two more Super Bowls by the time he retires, then you can have that strong conversation about him, LeBron, whatever Tom Brady. You can have that conversation because the conversation is still who's better, Joe Montana or Tom Brady. That conversation, people still have that debate in that conversation. It just, basketball, one guy.
I understand. And like I said, it's the NFL version is what I'm trying to say. And this is why I say it, because the debate generally is the guy that's one, you know, that was the winner in the previous era who did it. And I think Brady and Jordan, it's very similar. Same franchise, same coach.
Same everything.
Right? It was very similar. And then a ton of rings. All that's the same. And then, well, the one thing Jordan didn't do is win a championship somewhere else, which Brady just did. But then you have the next guy that comes up, and he's great, and it's a can he, because of his talent, can he match sort of that thing? And now we can have that. This is the next, not the second coming, but just that
but
next
Brady
version.
Brady landed in the greatest situation anybody could ever land in, man. Let's keep it 100. I mean, he went to a loaded situation that added one or two more pieces in terms of AB, who helped out along the way, bringing Gronkowski, you got enough out of Gronkowski.
Right.
And Brady didn't make the mistakes down the stretch the same way that Jameis Winston made, because they allowed Jameis to throw the ball way too much for his talent in his mental capacity, where Brady, his mental is like he can do it blindfolded, sleepwalking. That's who he is. But at the same time, let's be real. That defense hit in stride came playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Brady gets the credit because he brought that winning attitude and competitive nature to the table. And so if Brady goes to the Arizona Cardinals, they're not going to the damn Super Bowl. Then it's just not going to happen. Let's be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Like, I'm not predicting. I'm just saying it could, and it'd be very interesting because he's
although
like two
he
guys.
Wins a lot of championships in cities in which he played, regardless if he's on the team or not. The Lightning just won.
Well, I was saying, wherever he go, like Boston had a hell of a run, right, of championships, not just the Patriots. And now in Tampa, it seems like all they do is win championships down there, certainly as well. All right. Well, with that in mind, Chiefs and the Bucks, both teams that would be favored to get back to the Super Bowl. We did talk about this a little bit earlier, but let's kick it around a little bit more. More likely to get back. I feel like it's, if I was putting a percentage on it, I would give them both the same percentage.
Yeah, it's probably the same percentage.
You can't do that. That's a cop-out, y'all.
I know it's a cop-out, but it's math.
I was going to say, it's probably even. I wouldn't be shocked if both got back.
Right.
But I just feel like, for whatever reason, Kansas City offensive line, they fixed to a degree.
Interior.
Plus, I'm big on home field advantage. Like, okay. I'm huge on Kansas City Arrowhead. Still called Arrowhead,
yeah,
right?
Arrowhead.
Arrowhead Stadium and the crowd and the noise and the cold. When you get into that sort of stuff, it's a different mentality that you approach when you got to go to Kansas City to play.
In buildings you've played in, where would you put that one? Like, as far as toughest. NFL, only NFL.
Might have been the toughest stadium to play in.
Noise-wise, intensity.
Everything. Well, the Minnesota, old Minnesota Metrodome was crazy because it was loud.
Right.
But the Kansas City, you go in there, it's cold as hell, raining, and the fans with all that red on, talking crazy. You know, it's just a different feel. You're driving into the stadium, it's ugly around, it's not nice looking, and so you like already miserable just looking at the environment around the stadium. And so it becomes psychologically something different. But that's probably the tough – I would say Kansas City is probably the toughest place. Buffalo was tough because you didn't know what was coming at you, whether it was frozen batteries or what.
That's crazy.
But you liked Philly. You said you didn't mind
Philadelphia
even though they were getting on your case.
Philadelphia wasn't tough. The people were just hella rude and disrespectful.
Tough is the weather you might anticipate, the field. What are we talking about? The fans?
The fans, the weather, and the fans. When you're standing out there trying to play football in 0 degrees temperatures, and you got a bunch of people screaming and yelling with their shirts off, faces painted, you know, out of control. You see that, you know, and it's like, damn, man.
This is what you heard.
They're crazy.
Oh, man, I made a mistake. Never made this mistake ever again in my life. Never been yelled at a quarterback and just had to put my head down like a dog that did something wrong, and he knew it, and he ran underneath the bed. I ran a route against the Kansas City Chiefs in 98. We went to Kansas City to beat the Chiefs, and it was raining. It was we had to cancel the game. I don't know if you remember this. Suspended for a little bit because it was raining. Lightning in the water was like up to here everywhere. They had to evacuate, do the whole deal. So I come out, and when you're taught on a 3x1 or 2x3 to run a slant and you're the middle guy, what we call cross face is I have to go in front of the defender, not behind the defender, because if I go behind the defender, the other window closes. Mm-hmm. The guy who covers me fall off. I was frustrated because I was just having a bad game, and I was trying to get open. And I went behind the defender, and Vinny throws the ball, pick six to Donnie Edwards. The stadium, you could feel the vibration on the floor.
Shaking.
It got so loud. We won the game at the end, mm-hmm. but it was one of those deals where it was like, and Vinny just MF'd me the whole way to the sideline. I never make that mistake ever again in my career. Ever. Never, ever. But Kansas City created that frustration at
teachable
that moment.
Teachable right. moment. Proud of
intensity.
You.
What's that?
Teachable moment. Never made that mistake
come on, man.
Again.
Never made it again. I ain't going to make mistakes twice.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by California Almonds, country versus country.
Ain't got nothing to do with your personal life.
You versus the home printer, no matter the competition, you need natural fuel. Almonds are exactly that fuel for the best you. Almonds are natural energy packs. Stay on task, feel good fuel to power you through. California Almonds, own your every day. Every day. So coming up next, does Conor McGregor still have the eye of the tiger? We'll tell you after Key has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the playoffs heat up, so do the possibilities. The underdogs begin to emerge and top seeds are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
It has just escalated throughout the week. We're about to hit the climax.
I'm going to put on a flawless performance here, an absolute clinic.
I've fought Conor before. I have to go out there and do what I do well.
There's no one that does it like me.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Chris Paul at half court, dribbling with Holiday draped all over him. Now the switch, Giannis. They find Booker. He's wide open on top for a three. He makes it! 31 for Booker. 21 in the second half on their 19th triple.
Devin Booker leads the Suns. As Mark Kester had the call on ESPN Radio. D-Book goes for 31 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Phoenix with a 118-108 win over the Bucks in Game 2. They now have a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals. the series. We'll move on to Milwaukee on Sunday. You can get coverage of Game 3 Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. Fury versus Wilder 3 will be rescheduled for later this year, sources are telling ESPN. This is because Tyson Fury has tested positive for COVID-19. Fight originally scheduled for July 24th at T-Mobile Arena, in Las Vegas. Sources telling ESPN the new target date, October 9th. UFC 264 is still on for Saturday night. Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor are set for their rubber match. McGregor winning the first bout by first-round TKO in September 2014. Poirier even the score with a second-round TKO this past January in UFC 257. UFC 264 exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. You can visit ESPNPlus.com/PPV. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's unlimited, ultimate unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month, all on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com.
You know, obviously, me and Dustin had a good fight back in the day.
We're ready to fall.
You ain't shit.
It was built up nice and there was a good back and forth between us.
I've never disliked somebody that much that I'm ever fought.
Just escalated throughout the week. We're about to hit the climax.
If you got a minute and a half, go watch the footage.
And then I went on and done what I have done.
Oh! He slept on it, baby! We did it! Yeah!
And Dustin has gone on and done what he has done.
This is what I do. I live for this.
It was an inevitable bout for us to meet again.
Hard to appropriately describe the tension in this building. Oh!
Oh, my God!
That's a
ball! Oh, fucking Poirier! Have a knockdown, Conor McGregor!
It's hard to take the highest highs and the lowest lows in this game. The competitive fire is still in me, and I will regroup and adjust and come back. It is 1-1. For sure, we'll go again.
Tomorrow night, not just the ESPYs, UFC and Conor McGregor back in the octagon. He and Cormier looking forward to this. The rubber match. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. August Jones on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt in with Key. And we go to the Goodyear Hotline, joined by Daniel Cormier right now, our ESPN MMA analyst and co-host of DC and RC. All right, DC, let's get right into what we have tomorrow night in this rubber match. And my obvious question, the easy question to ask is because of Conor and everything that he's been through and what he's become for the sport. What will this fight do for his legacy?
You know, this gives him an ending to a rivalry, right? Because it's not for a title, but there comes a time when a fighter doesn't need to be fighting for a championship. The only one that can do that right now in MMA is Conor McGregor. He gets Dustin Poirier only 6 months after being knocked out by Dustin Poirier. And if he can win, it ends this rivalry, but also sets him up for a title fight at the end of the year. So there's big stakes on this fight for McGregor.
Hey, Daniel, look, McGregor told our Stephen A. Smith that basically he's looking for revenge because, as you said, he got knocked out. So how does this fight play out?
You know, you got to see what changes McGregor and his team have made in a short period of time, right? He's done some things differently than he did going into the second fight. During the second fight, Conor McGregor had his kids with him, his wife, his family. They were everywhere that he went. This time, he took off to Orange County, away from his family for a month, 5 weeks. He's really separated himself, put himself in a killer's mindset in order to try to get this one back. And you see the different approach that McGregor is taking this week. Last time, man, the guys were hugging each other. I mean, Dustin holding Conor's liquor, Conor's holding Dustin's hot sauce. Yesterday, McGregor tries to kick him at the press conference. So, I mean, all the friendliness and a lot of those things that a lot of guys like me don't really like in the build-up to fights is gone, and these guys really want to get at each other now.
Can you take that emotion into the ring with you, though? Can you really – all that out-of-the-ring press conference stuff that we see, can you take that and use that as fuel inside the ring?
You know what, man? They say a lot of times not to be emotional in a fight, right? Because it gets you tired. It makes you make mistakes. It's a lot of reasons why you don't. But then when you look back at what Conor McGregor used to be, right? He used to live this crazy life where he was so out there. It let him be so free in the octagon that he couldn't be beat. It was like everything the guy touched turned to gold. But then he got more reserved and more conservative, and then he started to struggle. So I think this is a callback to the days when he was the champ, and he was the double champ, and did all those things. But the reality is, he can be nice, Conor. He can be mean, Conor. I think he's going to fight the same way. It's who he is. It's his fighting style. Does he have the fighting style to beat Dustin Poirier is the question.
It's funny, DC, because in that same interview, he honestly said to Stephen A. that the difference in the time between he won his winning fight in 2014 and the latest was he had kind of gotten a little bit full of himself, and that he's now back to who he was when he kind of first hit the scene at his peak. So, but other things that he's had been very vocal about, Khabib. He's asked, what has he ever done for the sport? Obviously, Khabib retired undefeated. Let's check out the comments.
Nurmagomedov lost. Dustin Poirier lost.
Where's he gone, bro? Where's he now?
He's retired.
Yeah, well, boy, he went sprinting. He's gone. His jocks came fighting, riding off. He done nothing in the sport. All he done in the sport. Yeah, oh, brilliant.
And he's never lost.
He was 13-0 fighting guys with 3 wins and 6 losses. It was his father's shows. His father had the shows set up, and he was fighting, bleeding guys with like two wins and 8 losses and all. That's his record up until he's 20-0. He has 3 fights on the trot in the UFC. Before that, that done him well. And then before that, it's nothing. It's pullouts. Couldn't make weight. You know, that's that. So,
not the last time.
And now he's gone.
Strong. DC, your thoughts.
Didn't mince words.
You know, hey, I tell you this much. Listen, Stephen A. did a great job interviewing him, right? Asked him the questions that needed to be asked and had him actually getting upset at times. But here's the thing. Conor's the only guy that can do that, right? Talk about an undefeated person like he doesn't matter. When the reality is, Khabib may have had some fights early in his career that maybe it was against guys that were lesser challenged. But Khabib left the UFC at 14-0, right? The guy never lost. He won, I think he was 28-0 by the time he was done. So halfway through his career, he was in the UFC fighting everybody. So Khabib Nurmagomedov is the best fighter in the world. He was the best, obviously the best lightweight in the world. He beat Dustin. He beat Conor. He beat Gaethje. He beat everybody. So that's just Conor having that anger and rivalry towards Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't think there's much in those words outside of an emotional guy who wants to fight Khabib back. And if something he can say to bring him back, he's going to say it.
How much longer will McGregor fight in the UFC?
Honestly, for the UFC, you want him there. I mean, obviously you see the intrigue and the way that things are when Conor McGregor fights. You know, very rarely do you get an athlete that can just change the entire environment around him. McGregor does that. When he fights in Vegas, the betting and everything matches the Super Bowl. This is one guy. One guy comes to Vegas with his show, and the betting, the amount of money bet matches what is bet at the Super Bowl. That is what Conor McGregor means to the UFC. Every pay-per-view is worth millions of buys. I mean, for the deal the UFC and ESPN made, ESPN's like, hey, Conor, can you fight 4 times a year? Everybody that gets paid off of McGregor wants to see him in that octagon, and I think he'll be around for a while when you heard him talking to Stephen A. yesterday.
Yeah, he is definitely a show, no doubt about it. DC, I know you're a big football fan. I know you're a Saints fan. How are you feeling about a quarterback transition with your team right now? And we were talking earlier in the show about fan bases that deserve a championship. With all you guys have been through in some of these playoff games, hey, we need another Saints.
We need another one. Let me tell you something. We need another one. I got to be honest with you. They took one from us a few years ago. So get it back. We need to get it back. They took one from us down in New Orleans. I was there with my children. My son left crying, and it looked like a funeral when he left the Superdome. We thought we had one that year. But the reality is we're gonna try with Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill and see what happens. I mean, you
that doesn't
see
sound confident. Wait. You said we're gonna try. You just said we're gonna try with Jameis Winston. Hey,
no, guys, listen, I haven't always been the biggest Jameis Winston supporter. So I'm just trying to kind of toe the line here, Keith. Y'all, I don't want to jump on the left side too much and end up looking like a fool because you know what they do at ESPN. I'll be up here going, Jameis Winston, let's go. We're going to do this with Jameis Winston. I'll be on the show next time, and they'll run that clip of me going, Jameis Winston, let's go. Him throwing a whole bunch of interceptions. But you see Jameis out there with the ball? He's like doing this type of stuff. I'm like,
no,
go,
Daniel, don't let them people have you fall into
say
that.
With your chest.
That falling into that narrative about Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston will be just fine with Sean Payton. Don't get caught up in the hype, man.
No, let me tell you something. I'm watching the workouts, and I know the kid has a ton of talent, right? Because we've seen him, right? We just got to make sure that he isn't making mistakes. It seems like at times the information starts to come at him so fast that he makes rush decisions. If he doesn't make rush decisions, he's got a great arm. He's very athletic, big guy, and he'll understand. Look, we trusted Keyshawn. I'm just trying to toe the line a little bit.
Man, trust me on this one. He'll be fine. Just trust me on this one.
Okay.
Get caught up in what you saw in Tampa versus what you'll see in New Orleans.
Unfortunately, DC, if Key is wrong, you are also associated with this clip. So just know.
Yeah, we definitely.
You see, that's the thing, right?
I ain't wrong, though.
He's going to take me down with him.
But I'm not wrong.
But you see, that's the thing, though. He knows. So I'm looking at him.
I'm not wrong. I ain't even worried about it.
Him being so confident. Him being so confident makes me more confident. So. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Well, I'm confident. This was a great segment, as always. Good to talk to you, DC. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, by the way, also the first episode of DC and RC, Daniel Cormier, and, of course, Ryan Clark, ESPN NFL analyst, available right now wherever podcasts can be found. And then there's Dustin Poirier and the notorious Conor McGregor, who will settle their score at UFC 264 Saturday exclusively on ESPN+. After McGregor defeated Poirier in 2014, Poirier evened the score in January, setting up the most highly anticipated rubber match in UFC history. UFC 264, exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Or sign up now to get UFC 264 and an ESPN Plus annual plan for $89.98. You can visit ESPNplus.com/
Friday.
PPV. And we still have First Take to do coming up. But first, we have Caller Roulette to do. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to that after Monica has this from Rumble On.
Do you have a motorcycle, ATV, or even a truck that's just sitting in your garage that you've been waiting to sell? With RumbleOn.com, you can easily turn your unused vehicle into cash in minutes. RumbleOn.com will give you a cash offer for your vehicle and pick it up for free anytime, anywhere. They can even finance your next Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, and even more if you are just looking to upgrade. See what RumbleOn can do for you by visiting RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Call the roulette time. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin. Monica, Miss McNutt, can we kick your bags? Would you like a drink while you're waiting for your room?
Please, I'm tired.
It's not music. Can I do anything else for you, Mrs. McNutt?
Why do people put in Mrs.? It's
Mrs. Miss. Little Ms. Well, you go Ms. or Ms.?
We're just assuming.
Moving
just
on.
Assuming.
Color Roulette brought to you by Napa.
You wouldn't be in this style hotel.
Whether it's next
by
day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. What do you got for me, Yates? Oh, come on now. Here we go. See, this is. I feel like this is rainy Friday music.
I know, but it's 9 o'clock in the morning, y'all.
You can count on me.
Tell me about it.
I'll never let you down.
Are we gonna run into issues here? No, maybe not.
See, this is so. This is a song about monogamy.
You and I.
Is that bad?
No, it's beautiful.
Okay,
it's just jealousy, though.
It's the whole idea of celebrating
that jealousy
of your boo, of your
you
girl.
Man.
What? I'm well aware. I love it.
Man, come on, man.
Need more music like this.
See, the 90s was different, man.
Hey, Yates.
You want to come back.
Different.
I can stop and get some Hennessy, Yates.
You and I, man. You and I. That's what they
Hennessy?
Now my baby is
healthy and strong.
How about that, right? The family unit. Like, this is quality music.
This is quality music.
Right?
Yeah, this here. This will get you in trouble, though.
Dedicated. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't
to
have to get you in trouble if you're doing the right things with the right people.
Mm-hmm. No, but I ain't say you had to be with the wrong people. Just get you in trouble. That's all. So stop.
This is
no, stop. Don't tell me to stop. You know what it is.
Forever my lady.
Forever my lady.
Man, why they couldn't just keep going? Why they had to just
come on? Because it wouldn't. People don't appreciate things that just don't stop.
Man. So while we enjoy this moment in time, let's spin the wheel on Call of Duty.
Young, really appreciate this.
Jodeci was special. There was something different about them. Line three.
Yeah, they all were tiny.
Hey, this is Bo from Tennessee. I just want to say that Keyshawn, J. Lo, and Zubin is a great addition to the morning show. It's what I listen to every morning. Keyshawn, I heard you say something about Brady landing in, with the Patriots for a perfect situation, had a lot of weapons, had a great coach, all that sort of stuff. I think Mahomes landed in a great place. In Kansas City, I mean, he's got Andy Reid. They had a whole bunch of draft picks. They ended up with a lot of talent on the offensive line that really helped him out. What do you think about that?
No, you're absolutely right. But one guy is 40 and the other guy is 20. So it's a different situation. Brady is at the end of his career where Mahomes is really just starting out. So it's a totally different situation. I'd rather – when I get to Brady's age, I want to land – where Brady landed if I'm playing football in a perfect situation. If I'm Tom Brady, I ain't messing around with no damn New York Jets. I'm going to where I can just do what I need to do to win a Super Bowl. Why I want to make it hard on myself? I got to stay in New England for that.
The later in life you go, the more moving ready you want to buy, right?
I'm
not looking to do any construction.
No.
I don't need to flip this place.
No.
I need a place I can move in and be ready. And that's exactly what he got there. Let's spin it. Go ahead.
All of that would be considered in that debate, though. Comparison.
Brady could you could have that conversation with Brady. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid's not Brady got seven super I don't know if stop counting, seven. Man. Seven wins and I think nine appearances or something.
Seven,
ten.
Right.
Woo!
Yep.
Success.
That's a lot with one coach.
Okay, sorry. The
whatever it landed on, we gotta spin it again.
Sorry.
Line four.
Hey man, y'all.
Logan from Cincinnati.
Daddy.
Why do you keep sleeping on my Tennessee Titans? As the next best team in the AFC. I feel like they're the only team, especially with the addition of Julio Jones, that can
but you know why?
compete
you,
with the Chiefs.
You know why I'm not sleeping on them? I don't believe – when you go to the playoffs, you got to be able to consistently throw the football on top of running and playing stout defense. They can run the football. Their defense is toast. Defense not good, man. Not good. I understand you're a Tennessee Titans. Defense not good. And when you need to make big throws, can Tannehill make a handful of big throws in the playoffs? Can he consistently do that? You have to.
Yes.
You have to in the playoffs. You have to get those chunk plays, a handful of them. Super Bowl. One chunk throw changes Jimmy Garoppolo's future in San Francisco. He didn't make that one throw.
they can live off the running game. He just has to be able to, like, well, I guess you're right, Jimmy G.
If he one makes throw. That one just throw. Just one or two throws. That's it. I don't
Matty
know.
Ice, make
I don't
that one
know
throw.
If Tannehill can Ooh, do Matty that.
Well, maybe not make that one throw.
Consistent.
Right?
Maybe not. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I got you. Well,
and I don't like their defense. Man, their defense, sorry, for Vrabel to be as defensive minded as he is, their defense not good.
So you don't even put them. Okay, you don't even put them in top
not
five.
Good. Man, and their defense not good. Why Definitely I'm gonna lie to myself?
Not good.
They're toast.
All right, Monica, great job this whole week.
It was so fun hanging out with y'all for the week.
Why you act like you quitting?
Key and I will be on First Take. That's coming up next.
We got this handled.
Monica, where are we going to see you next?
ESPN Radio Sunday or WBA Sunday.
ESPN Radio for the pregame.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.